family. This is Eleanor Roden with Kirk A. Freeman. We will continue our studying, Be Careful Not to Fall Away Towards Distractions, Part 2. Family, we have a loving God that wants to protect us from things that are harmful to us, just like a good father towards his child. God told the Israelites in the beginning that idolatry would not be tolerated. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. God said to his prophet Isaiah in chapter 46, verses 1 through 3, that idols were burdens that added absolutely nothing to one's life. So why would we want to be burdened?
Hi, family. This is Kirk A. Freeman. When you are working hard and purchasing everything your heart desires and you don't have God in the plan won't stand. Matthew 6:33, King James Version states, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Family, if we would only follow the order given in the Word of God, we wouldn't have to worry about anything.
Kirk, you're not saying that a life without with Jesus is a life without problems, are you?
No, no. The Bible says there will be trials and tribulations. In 1 Peter 4:12 through 13, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, and as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy.
Thanks, Kirk. So family, don't get it twisted. We are not saying you won't have difficulties in your walk with God. We are saying, as God's word says, we will have the peace of God that will surpass all understanding, and God will strengthen us and be with us in a way the world cannot.
Yes, the world doesn't offer the peace and understanding that God does. I witnessed the enemy destroy the lives of two people whom I loved and cared for very much. I wondered and asked God why. Later on through his word, I realized they did not involve God as the head of their lives. The reason they were getting the riches was not because they were doing things obedient to God, because they were clearly out of line from God's word. Just because you're not hurting or killing anyone does not make what you're doing right. If you're not doing it to the glory of God, life can surely become a challenge when God is trying to show you something.
I agree, Kirk. Believers have a different focus and standard to live by. Family, that's what Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5, verses 44 and 45, Jesus states, but I say, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true sons of your Father in heaven. For as he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust too. Jesus wants us to be true to God and live a life that is pleasing to God. Love your enemies is contrary to how the world sees things. So while you worked, Kirk, with those guys, your love was focused on God. And as God shines on the believers, God's love overflows to the evil and the unjust as well. However, the end result is very different.
Yes, it's necessary that we keep our hearts and minds stayed on Jesus. It's Jesus that gives us perfect peace. It is so important to obey the order of life through God's word, because the word is the foundation and the cornerstone for a believer's life. To help the believer stand against the fiery darts of the devil and to prevail through any storms that may come our way,
Hallelujah. Family, we are not trying to sugarcoat God's word, but his word is already sweet. A strengthening verse for me is Psalm 34:8. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him.
That's right, Eleanor. Trust in him. Family, think about this. We keep looking at what is in the White House, and people are looking for justice for all the things that are happening in and around the country. An unfair justice system, a bad educational system in our urban areas, a job system that doesn't provide a fair living wage to care for families, global warming, Russian aggression, threats of terrorism, oh, and don't forget the latest, coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
With the God we serve, I say, what? Why is our focus upon ungodly men? They are doing exactly what is expected. We see how they treat people, but so what? Where should we have our focus on? If we have dismantled the idolatry from the throne of our hearts by putting God back in our hearts, God is in his rightful place.
Okay, Kirk, I see you are referencing my sister Kimmy's Facebook Bible study lesson we shared last week.
Yeah. Let me share a statement I heard because it gave me something to think about. It's not about us trying to correct the wrongdoers, but about us keeping our focus on the Word of God, following Christ. If we get ourselves together and align ourselves with Christ, Christ will do exactly what God said he will do. We created this mess, and until we do what God says we should do, he will always allow this chaos. Our job is to do what God says in God's word, the Bible.
I agree, Kirk. Focusing on the wrongdoings of the world when we know that God is in control is burdensome. It is nothing but negative energy.
Yes, it is. That's why I believe this is a form of idolatry, because it distracts us from what God would have us to do. Idolatry now is different in 2020 than ancient times. Anything that takes our eyes from God is idolatry. That's why 2 Chronicles 7:14 in the King James Version tells us, even today, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their lands. God is. It will be like this until God separates the tares from the wheat.
Yes. Matthew 13:30 says, let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Family, this is a message for right now. Jesus in Matthew 12:50, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father, which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Family, embrace this scripture. Understand, we should have more than one mother, more brothers, and more sisters. Work to increase the numbers. Just because I got saved and my spouse, children, grandchildren are saved, doing well, our work is not done. As long as cousins, their children, their grandchildren, our aunts and uncles don't feel the love of God from us, we have work to do.
Yeah.
Notice, we haven't said anything about a do not list for sin because we are not God. God will reveal to you the idols in your life. We are just here to encourage one another to make God first in one's own life. We, the believers, must lift up the name of Jesus, so Jesus will draw our family near to him. Hallelujah. And his word says it begins with putting God on the throne of our hearts. Then will God put the face of a loved one on your mind who needs prayer and who needs to be encouraged.
Now let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for calling the family members to this line and for their acceptance of the mission to pray for the family. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing them to join us in the desire to pray the joy of the Lord into our family.
Yes, Lord.
The peace of Christ into our family.
Yes.
The obedience to God for our family.
Oh, yes.
Help us to cast out the distractions of the world from us and from our children and grandchildren. Let
yes,
us keep
Lord.
Our eye on thee. We
Hallelujah.
Pray that Isaiah 46 verses 3 through 9 be on our family's heart. Let
mm-hmm.
them hear the word of the Lord and know it is God that supports us from the moment we left our mother's womb, and that you promised to be with us even as we grow old and our hair turns gray.
Yes.
Thank you, God, for your promise to keep carrying us. Thank you, Lord, for being our maker and our caregiver. Thank you, Lord, for our Savior, for there is none like you, God. You are the only incomparable God. Give us clean hearts and remove the idolatry from our hearts. Make it clear to us that we must put nothing before you. Let us not be distracted by wealth that allows us to buy things that we then begin to worship. Let us not
mm-hmm.
have false pride, for these idols can never answer nor deliver us from trouble. God, help us to keep your word in our heart and never forget it. Thank you, Lord, that you are a living God and that never fails. Change our hearts, our minds, and save our souls. I thank you, Lord, for touching the youngest to the oldest ones in our family to renew the right relationship within you, Lord. I thank you, God, for healing the sick amongst our family, praising you as the Holy Spirit dwells within and heals our loved ones. In the mighty name of Jesus, unleash your favor upon our family. Make their crooked ways straight, their eyes open to your goodness, to know that all cars, money, provisions, shelter didn't come from money, but let them understand it came as a blessing from a loving God.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you for saving us and delivering us by calling us while we were still in sin. You know our name. Your gentle, sweet voice offered forgiveness. So hear us, Lord, as
mm-hmm.
we fall upon our faces in a humble manner, as we praise you for delivering our loved ones still in sin, protecting our loved ones in prison. You are God. You are El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty, El Elyon, the Most High God, Adonai, Lord Master, Yahweh, Lord Jehovah, Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my banner, Jehovah Ra, the Lord my shepherd, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my heal, the Lord that heals, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there, Jehovah Tsetkenu, the Lord of righteousness, Jehovah Makedeshikim, the Lord who sanctifies you, El Olam, the everlasting God, Elohim, God, Quan, a jealous God. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Shabbat, the Lord of hosts. In Jesus' name, you are all in all, God. And we thank you, Lord. And we leave you with this song, a blessing from our Uncle Willie R. Harris. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me, and when nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, oh love lifted me, and when nothing else could help, love lifted me. Good night. night, and God bless you, family.
Good night.